Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
We just last hour barely touched on a story out of Massachusetts. And, Julia, you said you hate Massachusetts.
I do.
You actually used to work down in Massachusetts for a little while. Then you were working at Panera Bread.
No. I trained down there for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I thought you had worked at the store there while you were training. But
I did, but it was only for 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, you've worked in Massachusetts. And so, you know, you probably spent a little more time down there than I have. I try not to leave the Shire at all because I know how it's far more dangerous to be in a place like New York or Massachusetts. I mean, friends of ours have been arrested in those places just for having a firearm, for instance. So it's just not a friendly place to be. And now it won't be friendly for anybody that wants to run a bake sale, according to, at least if you want to run one at a school. This is according to the Boston Herald. Bake sales, the calorie-laden standby cash... The calorie-laden standby for cash-strapped classrooms, PTAs, and booster clubs they rely on will be outlawed from public schools as of August 1st as part of a new no-nonsense nutrition standard, forcing fundraisers back to the blackboard to cook up alternative ways to raise money for kids. Now, Julia, I know that you've been focused recently on looking at your health and kind of looking into nutrition, and you've been doing a lot of research on that, and you've been working on... You've been doing a lot of home cooking, for instance.
And yeah.
You're really, I think, way more educated on this whole nutrition thing than I am. I mean, is having a bake sale such a bad thing? I mean,
no, because you have the option to buy or not. Like, but I wouldn't buy anything from a bake sale because if I'm going to eat baked goods, you know, I would prefer to make them and just kind of... I don't like buying stuff from grimy little kids, you know?
Well, maybe it wouldn't be grimy kids. Maybe it would be the...
But there's just something about, like, some packaged... I just personally, that's like a pet peeve of mine. I like...
So you've never bought anything from a bake sale before?
No, I don't think so.
What if you were buying from a nice old lady? Because it may not be a kid. Maybe his grandmother.
Yeah, but you don't know. I like to...
You're just too paranoid, huh?
I'm not paranoid. I just don't like it. It's a mental image in my head that I don't like, you know?
Of you eating someone else's food that you don't know?
Well, it's like the way it's packaged, usually. It's kind of like they're smushed on top of each other. I can just... What I'm picturing, I don't like.
Well, I can say I bought from bake sales before, and I'm still here, so...
I'm not really into baked goods, and I kind of never have been.
I
don't know about that.
Anyway, so baked goods for sale, not going to happen if we're talking about a school. At minimum, the clampdown targets so-called competitive foods. Those sold or served during the school day in hallways, cafeterias, stores, and vending machines outside the regular lunch program, including bake sales, holiday parties, and treats dished out to reward academic achievement. I mean, who can't go back in their memories from childhood and remember the holiday parties that they might have had at school?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Some mom brought in, you know, cupcakes or whatever.
You know...
Wait, is it bringing in cupcakes that's creepy, too?
No, I'm saying it's creepy that they can't have it. Like, it's
Well, they can still have their holiday party, but you just can't have cupcakes.
Well, that's part of the holiday party.
Not anymore. Not in Massachusetts.
Well, it's interesting that you bring this up because I frequently will see sort of comments on Facebook or just online. You know, a lot of people who like to eat healthy themselves will say things like, I think it's cruel and unusual punishment, criminal, I've heard it called, child abuse, to feed your kid unhealthy food. And I totally disagree, 100%, because... Yeah, I think part of being a kid is eating junk food, you know? It's what I remember. There's some treats that I really liked as a kid.
You've got a sweet tooth when you're a kid.
Right.
That's how it is.
I think that it's sad. I would be sad as a kid if my mom, you know, was like, you can't eat this, you can't eat this. And what I would do is I would go to friends' houses.
And eat it there.
I
go to the grocery store and buy it.
Right. I was raised, well, not raised, but I just happened to be a very picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, I ate chicken nuggets and cheese pizza, you know, till I was 18 years old. And I don't eat like that at all now. But that's something I had to discover on my own. My parents couldn't force me to eat things I didn't like.
Well, typically when you try to force a young person to do something, they'll do the opposite.
Right. Most people I know whose parents were, like, really healthy, they kind of fiend for, like, sugary things.
Mm.
You know what I mean? My parents, they didn't really have any rules. We had a home-cooked meal every night, and that was that. We could eat whatever we wanted. Snacks were not off the table. And none of what I did when I was a kid had anything to do with shaping how I eat now. This was a choice I made as an adult. This is something I became interested in.
The choice to eat healthier.
Right, to eat healthier. I mean, it has to do with the way I feel. I feel better when I eat like this, so this is what I do. So, I mean, it really, I don't think that not allowing your kid to have Cheetos is, I think that's silly. You know, I was allowed to have Cheetos. It wasn't every day. I didn't eat Cheetos for dinner.
A bag of them, right.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I was allowed to have Cheetos, and who cares?
Yeah, I would say my parents were pretty permissive in that way as well. They leaned toward the healthier side, I think, on the meals that they made. But otherwise, there were some junk food that was allowed in the house. 855-450-FREE. You're certainly welcome to comment here on this bake sale ban. Let me give you a little bit more information. They are going to be banning bake sales. Again, anything in vending machines that's considered unhealthy. Also, they will be banning holiday parties and any treats dished out to reward academic achievement. But state officials are pushing schools to expand this ban 24/7 to include evening, weekend, and community events such as banquets, door-to-door candy sales, and football games. You think it's hard to go and do those door-to-door candy sales? Imagine trying to go and do door-to-door healthy food sales or whatever. That's going to go over like a lead balloon. Did you ever do any of those when you were growing up, Julia? The little candy sales?
You mean when I was a kid?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really remember doing it, but I know what it is, and I wouldn't have liked it.
I wouldn't have liked it either as a kid.
Didn't do it on purpose, because I knew I wouldn't like it.
I didn't like doing the little run-a-thon thing that they did, where you'd have to go around and get your laps sponsored. Did you ever do that?
No.
What they would do is they would give you a sign-up sheet. They'd want you to go around to all your neighbors' houses and all your friends and family and get them to sponsor you. How many laps you would do or whatever. A dollar amount per lap, I think. And then they'd bring a bunch of kids out one day at the school and have them run around in a circle a bunch of times. And then whoever runs the most laps gets some sort of prize.
They did jump rope for heart, and that was similar.
Yeah.
But this must be because we were poor, because my parents were never, like, enthusiastic about us doing that. You know, I was always really sensitive about taking money that wasn't mine as a kid because my parents weren't wealthy, and I always felt really bad, you know, like, guilty. So I probably got those forms and, like, jump rope or heart where they were kind of mandatory, and I would just throw them away.
Yeah, I wouldn't do much work on them at all. I didn't like PE class. I didn't like running around in a circle. I would usually walk at those events. And on top of that, I just didn't like going around and hassling my neighbors for that. Even though I'm sure I would have got, you know, looking back on it now, if some kid comes and does that to me, I'll give him a few bucks. It's no big deal. But 855-450-FREE. So the news here is, again, out of Massachusetts. They want to ban, they are banning, just to make it clear, this is going into effect in August. They are banning naughty foods from hallways, cafeterias, vending machines, no bake sales, no holiday parties, no treats to reward academic achievement. But they're also looking to ban after-school banquets, door-to-door candy sales, football games, not the games themselves, but the stuff that's sold.
This is crazy.
Cotton candy and soda or whatever. The Departments of Public Health and Education contend clearing tables of even whole milk and white bread is necessary to combat an obesity epidemic affecting a third of the state's 1.5 million students. But parents argue crudites won't cut it when the bills come due. What is a crudite? I have never heard of that. Won't cut it when the bills come due on athletic equipment and band trips. If you want to make a quick $250, you hold a bake sale, according to the president of Horace Mann's PTO in Newtonville, Massachusetts. By the way, crudites is crudite. Crudite, that's how you pronounce it. Crudite, and it is French cookery, an appetizer consisting of a variety of raw vegetables. Yeah, I agree. Going around door-to-door and selling veggies is not going to cut it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Going to completely outlaw any fun foods at school coming this summer in Massachusetts. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in, and bring up whatever's on your mind. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. As we go to you and your thoughts, we'll talk more about the bake sale ban coming out of Massachusetts here in a short bit. First, Brian, listening in Oklahoma City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
When I was a kid, you know, my parents didn't have all the junk food in the house. And our friends that were overweight, you could go over and look in their pantry and see all kinds of junk food that,
sure,
you know, that just kind of explained, you know, how they were. And we did fiend for it, but, you know, we weren't, you know, overweight. So, and another thing was that the soda and the Cheetos of today are not the same as they were from my childhood. I'm 35.
What do you mean they're not the same?
I don't think Cheetos were ever healthy.
Soda used to have sugar when I was a kid. Now it's high fructose corn syrup. It's got biotoxin engineered into it. It's government subsidized biotoxin GM.
How old are you?
So 35.
Okay.
And MSG, that's kind of a new thing. I don't think Cheetos had MSG.
I'm pretty sure Cheetos have been the same since day one.
Yeah, absolutely. MSG has been in snack chips for a long time.
And soda, regarding the soda, you are right. And personally, I think that...
Really? When did they switch away from sugar?
From cane sugar to high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's been... It used to have... Like, now they sell those throwback Pepsis,
right,
and those have real cane sugar in them.
You're saying it was in your lifetime, Brian, when the soda, regular soda, had sugar in it?
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, you're not that much older than me, and I don't remember that.
You know, sugar's really bad for you, too.
I think it was about the time when they came out with the new Coke, and people were like, oh, you know, they claim they could taste a difference. I don't know if you remember.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, I'm sure somebody out there is an expert in soda pop can educate us on this. But I agree with you,
well,
Julia. If you're pounding back a 30-pack, you know, every week of soda, that's probably not going to be good for you, whether it's got sugar in it or...
I think that the foreign sodas that have the sugar in it taste better.
I tend to agree.
Than the high fructose corn syrup. And I certainly don't like high fructose corn syrup at all. But I think... Soda just has a lot of sugar in it,
yeah,
and isn't good for you no matter what, and should be moderation.
I totally agree with that. Brian, other thoughts?
Well, the artificial chemical sweeteners and stuff are dangerous, and they're experimental. And I don't know if they should be banned, but I think there should be more of a, you know, like the labeling of GM foods, you know, how that's been blocked by the FDA, even though... free people want it labeled, you know.
Well, I think that if people want something to happen, then they should contact their food providers and let them know that these things are important to them. I think a lot of times you'll see that that vendors like grocery stores will label things that they're not forced to label simply because they want people to know what it is that they're getting into. So, for instance, you know, like organic food, there are government labels for organic, but there was organic food before there were government labels, right? So I think that maybe mandating these things is not a good idea, but asking for the market to provide them would be the way I'd approach that. Brian, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free.
So I've got a question for you, because I've actually asked this question online when I see this discussion, and I've never gotten a real answer.
Okay.
So what is wrong with genetically modified foods?
Because I don't know.
People hate them, right? It's very cool to hate them. And there may be a valid reason. I'm not saying there isn't. But
it's
basically,
fear.
Yeah, I haven't really seen, like, I see all this Monsanto stuff, right? Monsanto's evil. Now, it's my understanding that Monsanto goes after, like, small farmers and is in bed with the government and does some really awful things
they
that way.
They use patent law to
right.
go after the little guy.
And that, I don't agree with that, or I don't want to support that. I get that.
Right.
But people people seem to link that with genetically modified. They kind of all throw it in together, like, oh, they're evil because of this. And I just want someone to call up and tell me why. Tell me why. I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe it, but I'd like to hear some more about it. And when I Google it, I don't really get a definitive answer. It just seems like it's cool to hate genetically modified foods.
I tend to agree with your assessment. I'm skeptical of the skepticism, personally. I think that there's a lot of fear surrounding this, and the fear really is based on, you know, it's fear of the unknown. It's people essentially saying, well, there just hasn't been enough testing, and some tests have shown that the genetically modified corn makes people do X, Y, Z. Or that, I remember there was some story about how genetically modified corn was somehow bad. I forget what the alleged health effect it had.
Well, and a lot of people will say, like, well, if it comes from the earth, it's good for you. But that's silly, because there's plenty of things that come from the earth that are very bad for you.
Right.
So, like, that's not an effective judge of how, I mean, how, what to eat. I'm sorry.
I think it's fun to go into the store and have 50 different kinds of apples that I can choose from. A lot of that is...
How about broccoli flour?
Is that a genetically modified thing?
Does broccoli and cauliflower... Yeah. I mean, that's genetically
sound.
Yeah, it is fun.
I think that's great. And I'm not so worried about, oh my God, it hasn't been tested for 30 years on people, so we don't know what's going to happen. I'm just glad that I can go to a store and pick up food off of a shelf and not have to go running through the woods.
You know what
climbing trees and shaking fruit down.
You know what my rule of thumb is when it comes to eating? I listen to my digestive system. If I'm digesting correctly, then I feel good, and what I'm eating, that's how I interpret it. What I'm eating must be good, because I notice that when I change and eat things that, you know, maybe I don't normally eat, or like some things that kind of bother me, I don't really feel so good. Like my stomach's a little bit upset. So I just trust my digestive system.
I don't blame people for being cautious when it comes to corporations and what it is they're putting out there. No doubt about it. Don't blame people at all. But I also don't think that, you know, the people that are making broccoli flour are out there trying to poison you.
Right, and that's kind of the suggestion. Or, I mean, there's a lot of scary stuff out there, a lot of scary Facebook memes out there, right, about Monsanto and what they do. So I'd really like to know.
There you go. The question's out there. If you can pitch Julia on why she should be afraid of genetically modified foods, 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here about what's going on in Massachusetts, where they're banning bake sales. They're banning tasty treats and holiday parties. You can no longer get anything good out of the vending machines. This is happening in August. This is going into effect. And according to Sandy Malik, the vice president of the Horace Mann Elementary School PTO, she says, if you want to make a quick $250, you hold a bake sale. Maura Dwali of Scituate said the candy bars her 15-year-old son brought to school helped pay for a youth group trip to Guatemala. She said they sold like wildfire, worries the ban would seriously affect the bottom line of PTOs. She says the goal is to raise money, and you're going to be able to sell pizza. You're not going to be getting that selling apples and bananas. It's silly, she says. Plus, no doubt about it, I mean, if you're going to be selling perishable foods at these sales opportunities, it's really not going to work. Because one of the ways these sales organizations work is they sell things they can ship later. So you order the chocolate now, or you order the pizzas now, and then later, you know, you get a delivery, and you're paying way too much for the food. But that's kind of how these school sale things work. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, hey, this is happening. It's going into effect in August. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-453. Sickle CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features on the site completely free. So head over there and you can listen in if you want. There are 24/7 streams. You can tune in to Free Talk Live anytime around the clock. And you can listen via broadband, midband, or narrowband. So different size streams for different bandwidths on internet connections. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in there. You'll also get the list of over 100 radio stations that air the show on AM and FM across the country. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're on two channels. In addition, we've got a free-to-air channel up on KU Band as well that you can tune into. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Now, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. And FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. I have one. It's awesome. It has video cameras. Cameras. More than one. There's one recording the front and so like what's your, where you're driving, and also one recording inside your vehicle. It has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed, shows you where you been, the for traffic stops and all other driving incidents, whether it's the police or an accident that you get into. It's got a neat feature where it can actually detect G-forces, so if it gets a shake, it can specially record like 10 seconds before that shake and a few seconds, you know, and several seconds after. That way you're guaranteed to not lose that footage, because usually when you're doing a security camera, it'll take the gig, the 8 gigs, so you get like an 8 gig card in there, for instance. It'll fill up that 8 gigs, and then it writes over the first portion as it writes new portions onto that card. So there's always a full card's worth of stuff. But if something really important happens, like an accident, it will set that in a separate folder. So even if you forget, you space out, and you forget to pull the card out and do something with it right after the accident, your accident footage should still be on there. It's got some cool features. Anyway, go to freedomcam.net. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness, freedomcam.net. As we continue here, disturbing news out of Massachusetts, where the bureaucrats there have decided the legislature has passed, I believe they passed this bill. It's going into effect August 1st, where they're no longer going to be able to hold bake sales with delicious baked goods. You will have to have, I don't know, some kind of healthy crap. Not that the healthy stuff is bad, necessarily, but it's not going to go over to bake sale. I want to get cupcakes. I want to get brownies. I want cookies. I don't want an apple. I can go get that anywhere.
They have some really gross, like, I've seen people make brownies out of black beans before, and they claim that they taste just like brownies, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I
highly bring them here. I'll taste test. I doubt that.
Yeah, blindfold me. We'll see if I can figure it out. So you're welcome to comment on this, or Julia actually asked a question about genetically modified foods. So we'll tell you more about what's going on in Massachusetts, but first go to the phones and the fun. First, Bill is listening in Indy. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. Bill in Indy, going once. Bill in Indy, going twice. Tell you what, maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll put him back on hold. Oh, wait, was that you, Bill? Bill?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
All right. Bill's there. Go ahead with your thoughts, Bill.
I like what Julia said about pay attention to your digestive system, because everybody knows their individual case and what they can, yeah, especially as you get older, what you can eat, what you can't eat to get away with it, you know, without getting sick. But my question is, really, what is now wrong with sugar?
I have no problem with sugar personally, but Julia says it's really bad.
Well, I think that sugar is fine in moderation. I'm not really extreme on this. There are some people that say that sugar is really bad for you and you should never, ever, ever have it. You know, I think that.
So don't eat fruit anymore, or just table sugar?
There are some people that think that fruit isn't good for you because of the sugar levels. I don't believe
that at
all. I think
that's so crazy.
I do too. I love fruit, and I eat it.
Somebody, you know, hundreds of years ago, walking by a fruit tree should have shunned fruit.
Right.
It's sweet. What?
Well, you know, me personally, I try to eat 50 grams of sugar or less a day. That's just kind of a personal goal that I've set for myself. I think that a lot of sugar is bad for your teeth. I know that it causes a lot of problems with insulin production, you know, in your body. So that's just personally what I do.
Okay. That's the only ill effects that I have that I know of is the teeth. I'll agree with you. And that's because I didn't brush them as a kid. Well,
there you go.
Yeah. But I have to say, I ate more sugar than anybody I ever know. I mean, I sat down and the ordinary white table cane sugar, I used to eat it just like cereal. Just, you know.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow, how old were you?
Probably 8 or 10.
I ate
the worst stuff I ate. I won't name any brands, but call that? Whipped cream? Like pumpkin pie.
You're making me hungry.
And it comes in a tub.
Yeah, just eat it straight out of the tub.
Straight out of the tub. I couldn't get away with that today. But back then I did. Now, it's a wonder I don't have any diabetes.
Yeah.
And I am not. I'm 6 foot tall and 150 pounds.
So you made it through your childhood.
It didn't add any weight to me. I know that. But
it's interesting.
Do you still eat that kind of sugar today?
No. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. See, I ate a lot of sugar when I was young, too, and I was always very thin in school. I was very active. You know, I played sports. I played outside, did stuff like that. So I wonder if that had an effect, because now that I'm older, if I eat it, it would definitely catch up with me in the form of extra weight.
You're right. I think you're right. I think we got away with it as kids because we were active, and now we're not.
I know what was wrong with sugar. I was going to kind of equate that. I'm going to stick up for sugar a little bit.
Right on, man. I'm fine with sugar. I mean,
I'm fine for everything in moderation.
I'd rather use sugar than the fake stuff, personally.
Oh, I agree.
It's natural. I was going to equate it with marijuana. You know, everything in moderation.
There you go, Bill. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I agree.
Bill. This one's in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Came to mind. Yes. Hi. Am I coming through?
Yep. Sound fine. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing that came to mind with the GMO discussion was there's a good bit of systemically engineered pest resistance that's being actually bred into the DNA of the vegetation, and that's not good because who knows what kind of reaction that the effect of actually eating that. I don't want to eat something like that.
No doubt, and that's kind of the fear mentality, right, Bill? Like to be concerned about these things. I don't think it's unreasonable to have concerns, but on the other hand, you know, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat that apple. You know, I'm not too worried about how it was grown.
Well, I mean, it's a whole different species of vegetable, and it's being modified, and not like the original species itself. It's actually being.
Can I ask you a question?
Someone could say that's organic, but really.
You should just go ahead and ask the question.
I got a quick question for you. I'm curious if you're okay with this, because I've seen some people go to as far of extremes as to say that genetically modified vegetables should not be even exist to feed, like, starving nations. And I'm curious, like, are you okay with, you know, the genetically modified vegetables to feed people who don't otherwise have food?
Well, it would depend on what it was. I mean, if it was some minor thing that really didn't show any ill effect, I wouldn't have any problem with that. But, I mean,
Well, hold on. I don't know if that really answered the question. So, for instance, part and parcel, as you pointed out, of some of these foods is they're building in pest resistance to the DNA of the food. So let's presume that's what they're growing, because the reason why genetically modified food is valuable to the marketplace is because not only can you have interesting new things like broccoli flour, but you can also have better pest resistance, and so therefore you can have greater yields from the farms, more food grown successfully per square foot of farm, and so therefore more output, therefore more food available to feed hungry people. As has been pointed out, as Julia brings up here, hungry people are being fed ostensibly by these genetically modified food practices. So the point being that if you didn't have these GMOs, maybe these people wouldn't get the food. If that were the case, would you rather have them eating food that has been modified, perhaps to be pest resistant, or eating dirt?
Oh, well, I guess a subjective question like that, you'd have to say that it would be better to eat something.
That's how I feel about it. Like, you know, if I'm starving to death, I'm not going to be so concerned about how the food was made. I just want to have something in my belly. And thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's really, we're just so wealthy, we can argue about these things.
Yeah.
Talk live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features you will find there for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And one of the things you can do on our website is contribute to the Bitcoin tip jar. Now, I mentioned earlier when we were talking about mailtojail.com, which is where you can write our friend Derek J., who is currently in jail, will be there for the next 75 days. Mailtojail.com is accepting Bitcoins. For the first time ever, they are accepting Bitcoins. So that's one of the many things that you can do if you get your hands on some Bitcoins. And to learn more about Bitcoin, because you really should learn about it before you jump in. In fact, you're going to have to. It's an important concept to wrap your mind around before you jump into it. Go to weusecoins.org. You'll learn about how there's no contracts to sign, terms of service. You don't have to deal with that stuff. There's no corporation behind this. It's not a government currency. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government. Cut out the middleman. Go to weusecoins.org, weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. That's bitinstant.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, also the bake sale ban, still haven't gotten through all the information you need to know about that. We'll also talk more with you. Let's go to the phones and the fun. David, listening in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, it's time for a little stupidity check.
Okay,
first
David.
First of all, it's crudite, not crudite. All right?
So okay.
Crudite,
Does it make you stupid if you mispronounced a word?
I corrected myself. Actually, I looked it up during that very segment and corrected myself on the air.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Second of all, you say that the reason that they make genetically modified food is so that they can make things drought-resistant, pest-resistant, that sort of thing. Well, what's the number one genetically modified food?
I have the slightest clue.
Corn. Or soy.
Right. And what soybean is the genetically modified bean?
The Monsanto bean.
And what do they call that bean?
I have no idea.
Well, that would be called a Roundup Ready bean.
Okay.
Why is that called a Roundup Ready bean?
You're stupid, Julia. You didn't know that.
I know. I'm so stupid.
Well,
I understand this. When I'm... Wow.
Thank you. You're right. No, but you're right. There's a big difference between being ignorant and being stupid. I am absolutely ignorant
on
these topics.
But here's what I have a problem with. You have a really hostile tone about you.
Like you feel
like you're better than me. I asked just an honest question. I said, I'm not that informed on the issue. Please tell me. I don't feel either way. And you came on here kind of with a, like, let me show you how smart I am attitude. And I don't really appreciate that.
Yeah, why would someone want to listen to you, David?
Right. I'm saying if you want to actually come off as, like, if I'm going to listen to you right now, I just think you're a jerk. So I don't think your opinion doesn't hold a lot of water.
You can think that. But the number
you catch more flies with honey.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. The reason that they make genetically modified foods is not to make them drought resistant. It's not to make them pest resistant. It's to make them pesticide resistant.
Okay.
So they can dump more.
Now, I didn't actually say what you claimed I said, by the way.
What's that?
I didn't say that it's because they make them drought resistant. You put those words in my mouth. I never said that. I asked a question.
Ian did. They said that so they can sell more drought resistant and pest-resistant foods to other countries, and that's not why they do it. They do it so they can sell more pesticides and herbicides to other places so that they have, and number one, the soybeans and the corn that they sell are mutated so that they cannot reproduce, right?
So why is that bad? That's the question I'm asking.
Why is that bad? Because in other countries where for generations, for thousands of years, farmers have taken corn and beans and stuff like that. And say, you know, you save, you call, it's called your seed stock. You save your seeds so that you can plant the next year. So you don't eat your seed corn, right? Well, you can't do that anymore with Monsanto. You have to buy the seed corn.
David, I agree with you.
I agree that's wrong.
I think that that's disturbing. It's called the Terminator gene, if I'm not mistaken. David, I'm sorry. I'm trying to have a conversation here. So you talk now. We're going to talk a little bit. So it's called the Terminator gene, is it not?
That's one of the terms for it.
Right. So the idea being that you only get one grow out of it, and then you've got to get fresh seeds from Monsanto, so they've got a total lockdown on these plants.
I agree that Monsanto has done some horrible things in this way, and we talked a little bit about that with the patent laws. But how I'm talking specifically about genetically modified foods and why they're bad, not necessarily Monsanto.
Right. Why does a company like Monsanto, which is the one that is producing the genetically modified foods, why do they produce a genetically modified food?
Are they the only company? Are you suggesting Monsanto is the only company in the world doing genetically modification of doing genetic modification?
They're the number one.
But there are other companies, right?
The reason that they do it is not just to sell more soybeans. The reason that they do it is to sell more Roundup. Roundup Ready soybeans that they can dump a ton of herbicides on that kills everything else, but it doesn't kill the Roundup Ready soybeans. So the reason for not eating genetically modified foods isn't so much that there's a problem with the Roundup Ready soybean, but the problem is that there's a crap load of Roundup on the Roundup Ready soybeans because they dose the fields with it. That's the problem.
So you're worried about people being poisoned by bug killing poisons?
It's not bug; it's herbicide. Roundup is an herbicide, not a pesticide.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said earlier that they're trying to make these crops also pest resistant as well.
No. That's where you are absolutely ignorant. They're not pest resistant. They're resistant to the pesticides. So they can
right, so there are they are putting pesticides. So I get what you're saying. You're saying that the point that I missed was that that they're more resistant to the pesticides that they've been using for a long time or whatever, and so that there are, you know, there have been pesticides being used for a long time. You're saying you don't have a problem with
Not like Roundup, because Roundup kills pretty much anything. If you spray Roundup on a straight line in your garden, everything that's in that garden is going to die.
Absolutely. Right? Yep.
So, but the reason that they made the Roundup Ready soybeans and corn so that they don't die, so they can spray that Roundup. So if you want to eat weed killer on all your corn and your soybeans and pretty much all your other food, and go ahead, support.
So they don't. What you're saying is they just put it right out there on the store shelves with weed killer all over it. They're not spraying them down or anything like that.
No, but where are you buying something that's off the shelf? You're buying something from some major farmer. Well, those major farmers that are using Roundup Ready soybeans use a boatload of Roundup, and Roundup kills everything except for the Roundup Ready soybean.
So what you're saying is you're afraid that you can't wash Roundup off of a plant.
I'm not afraid.
Off of a fruit.
I don't think eating. It's not being afraid. I don't personally think that eating a ton of herbicides is good for you. That's not being afraid.
But you're saying that no matter the fact that people are washing the food they're eating, that they're still getting a bunch of herbicides in their diet.
Really? You wash your cornflakes?
You're ignorant.
And now we're talking about cornflakes?
Well, where do you think Roundup Ready corn goes to?
So you're suggesting that the companies that are making food for you are not washing the vegetables they're sending you. That seems kind of paranoid to me.
No. Do you know how food is produced? Have you ever worked in the food production industry?
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying people don't wash fruits? Are you telling me if I get a microwave dinner that the vegetables they're going to put in there haven't been washed before they're going to...
Come on. You think they wash the corn that goes into cornflakes? You think they wash the corn?
I do.
It makes the corn... you're showing your ignorance.
So you're saying people who've been eating cornflakes are actually being poisoned by Kellogg's?
I never said that. I said I don't think it's healthy to eat pesticides and herbicides.
Well, Julia, have you been convinced? Thanks, David, for the call. Appreciate it.
That's generally that kind of attitude. I've heard that before, and that kind of turns me off to the entire subject. I'm actually looking up something because I read a myth that was a myth about the genetically modified soybeans, that Roundup gene actually does is not quite what he's saying it does. So I'm trying to find it right now.
Great. And the other point that he made about the poor farmers being screwed over by Monsanto. So there have been instances, as I understand it, because I've looked into this particular claim before, there have been instances of people who have lost their crops, but ultimately the farmer chooses to purchase these seeds. Monsanto has to pitch the seeds to the farmer, right? So Monsanto has to come around and, you know, the salesman has to make a pitch to the farmer and get him to switch from, here's your old seed, here's what your old seed yields, here's what the Monsanto seed will yield for you. Monsanto seed, yeah, you're going to have to buy more next year, but your yield is going to be so much bigger that it's going to be worth it. This is the pitch. And it seems to me that if that's not true, if it turns out that it's just decimating farms, word's going to get around. Word would get around to the farmers. Like, the farmers would say, hey, this Monsanto thing didn't work out for me. In fact, I lost my farm because of it. Who the hell would buy those after that? Clearly, if people are buying them, the farmers, they must be working. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.